If I know how many people you have on your email list, I probably know your annual income. A wise entrepreneur is less impressed with your social media followers and much more impressed with the number of subscribers you have to your email list. Let's face it, today, if you want to make money, if you want a predictable way to reach your followers, to sell to your followers, you need an email list. Very few people are successful selling directly from social media. The reason why a lot of people say I use social media to sell, what they really mean is I use social media to grow my email list and I'm selling on my email list. We sell on our email list. I myself say I've sold millions and millions of dollars using social media, but to be more precise, I've sold millions and millions of dollars by using my social media to get the right followers, the right people, the people I'm trying to reach, my avatar, onto my email list. And that's where I can build a deeper relationship with them. Every single freaking day, I hear from somebody. I mean, I got a message today from someone who's like, I'm so sorry to reach out to you on the weekends, but I just lost my account on Facebook and I don't know what to do. And this gal is someone who's been in business for more than 15 years. She has a huge Facebook following. She said, I'm afraid to even check Instagram. Every single day, people lose their accounts. They lose their accounts because they get hacked. They lose their accounts because they are in violation of community rules and they haven't done any violations. Like, this happens all the freaking time. And when it happens, then you realize, holy guacamole, I wish I had an email list because I don't have any way of getting in touch with my customers. That's number one. Number two is the email is where you convert people. So, I mean, I guess I'm preaching to the choir. You already know you need to build your email list. I learned that lesson in 2011 and I grew my email list at that time very much the same way I grew my email list this week. I love that so many of the same principles still apply with a slight tweak on them to make them work for this year. Okay, so back in 2011, what I did is a 30-day challenge where I suggested that people give me their email address and then I sent them one email a day for 30 days, helping them to accomplish a goal. We called it the 30-day push goal challenge. And the thing I've learned from that is that people now don't have 30 days worth of an attention span. But I will say that promotion, which I started, I believe, in November, and I promoted it for several months through the beginning of January. And in 2011, I put 100,000 people on my email list. Insane. That was the reason why my book became a New York Times bestseller, for sure. I mean, I had a podcast, but like, no, actually, I didn't even have a podcast in 2011. Like, very few people were doing a podcast in 2011. I didn't do any media appearances. I didn't do any speaking engagements. My book became a New York Times bestseller because I had an email list. And I want to give a shout out to Brendon Burchard because I really learned that technique from him. And I was just like, okay, this is what you need to do. Now I'm going to implement. I'm going to grow my email list. Of course, I took a lot of different lectures and workshops and seminars on how to promote a book, how to get a book to be like, you know, a bestseller. And every expert was like, you need an email list. And I was like, okay, if the experts are saying this, then therefore it is true. And today I am here to tell you it's still true today. You need an email list. And all of your efforts on social media are fantastic, but if you're not driving people, if you're not capturing the people who you want to reach, capturing their emails, you're leaving so much money on the table. So much money. And this episode, I'm also going to share with you the email subscriber service that we use, known as a CRM. I'm also going to share with you the exact technique that we use on social media to capture those emails. And I'm going to share with you the very real statistics. I'm going to break it all down because the numbers are exciting, but I'm going to tell you like what we did organically for free. Also what we did in terms of paid advertising to grow our email list. And this was all over the course of about 2.5-3 weeks. But it's really a little bit longer than that. Okay, so let's get right to it, shall we? Before I get into the specifics of how we grew our email list in the last month, I want to share with you a really important metric, and that is 80% of your efforts on social media should revolve in some indirect way or sometimes very direct way in growing your email list. What I mean by that is every single caption that you write it's all truncated on Instagram, on TikTok. Like, people don't see the full caption. They only really see like 10 words, which is for most people not even a complete sentence. Ironically, I went to my friend Omar's page. This is a guy who, when I give him advice, he's a friend of mine, he implements. So I freaking love those of you who implement. So I told Omar, I'm like, dude, I'm looking at your content right now, and your first 5 to 10 words need to tell people what to comment. If you don't tell people what to comment, they don't comment anything. And you should tell them a word to comment that sends them a message directly via DM so that there's a connection between the two of you on social. Anyways, I'm just looking at Omar's, like, this last reel that he just posted where he had, let's see, how many people liked it? This is crazy. This is freaking crazy. He had 1,808 people like it, and he had 1,807 people leave a freaking comment. What? Like, do you understand how huge that engagement is? The engagement is one thing, but more specifically, what Omar did in this video is exactly what I'm going to teach you to do today, and it's exactly what we did to grow our email list in last month. Okay, so let's start back at the beginning. You want to think about, like, okay, what is it that I can give people? In other words, a freemium or an opt-in, some kind of gift in exchange for them giving me their email list, or something of value that I can give my followers if they comment a specific word. So in this example that I just shared with you regarding Omar, he said, comment the word pod if you want to sign up for my workshop on how I grew my podcast. Okay, so anyone who commented the word pod, P-O-D, on Omar's reel, which was almost 2,000 people, they got a direct message that sent them a link to sign up for his workshop. So rather than saying, like, comment the word pod and go watch my video, where, like, you still have no way of tracking people, he was basically saying, like, if you want this information, all you have to do is give me your email address. You see, so much of what we do on Instagram, we're providing value, but we're letting people walk away. And we have no way of following up. We have no way of tracking them. We have no way of getting in contact with them in the future. With that very simple trigger word, giving people the word to respond, he was able to reach 1,800 people, and potentially, not all, but he's going to put a lot of those people on his email list. Now, you're like, wait a second, how will I have time to respond to 1,800 people? You won't. If you reach that level, you want to automate the process, and you can do so with a third-party tool called ManyChat. Two tools, Keep, which is our CRM, and ManyChat. Those two things combined are like, I don't know what I would do without them. In fact, last week there were all these rumors that ManyChat was causing some accounts to be disabled. They were just rumors. Spoiler alert, I can tell you that that's not true. It was just like this rumor that started circulating amongst all the entrepreneurs who use ManyChat. We're all like, oh my gosh, what will I do? Because in the past, before there was ManyChat, I would have to hire a virtual assistant to go through and manually send 4,000 or whatever, 2,000 people, however many people commented, to send them that response, which was a copy and paste. And when you're doing that, you're always running the risk, when you're sending like 4,000 or 2,000, you're always running the risk of Instagram going, wait a second, this is a copy and paste of the exact same message. Is this spam? Which is why you want to use a third-party tool that is recognized and accepted and endorsed by Facebook, i.e. Meta. And that is, one of those is ManyChat. So I'll put a link at the top of our show description to check out ManyChat. I'm sure we have a discount code. I have no idea. Brock is like an ambassador for ManyChat. Like, we freaking love ManyChat. We freaking love ManyChat. I don't know an entrepreneur who doesn't use it. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. Anyway, so ManyChat, what it does is, you can set up a word, right? So you tell people to comment whatever the word is, and then it automates the reply to all those people in the words that you wrote, obviously. And then they just click on it. It's all automated. It's mind-blowing. You guys, it's freaking mind-blowing. It's the easiest thing ever. So that's what Omar did, and now he's filled up his workshop by creating a reel, number one. Number two, he's blown up his engagement on social by getting so many comments. And that's exactly what we did this week in the last couple of weeks, I guess overall in the last month, to grow our own email list. So let me break that down for you. First, what we did, it's based around a challenge. And I love the idea of a challenge or a blueprint or a workshop or something that people, they're getting something from you. But if your ultimate goal isn't just to get them on your email list, it's to convert them to be customers, you want to give them something that allows them to have get a quick win, right? They learn something from it. They're like, wow, that was valuable. Number one. Number two, they get a taste, a little bit of an experience of what it's like to work with you, how it is you coach, how it is you deliver. Like, can you blow their minds with something that's free? Because people are like, if I get all this and all I did was give you an email address, I can't imagine what the experience is like if I invest with you. And then on top of that, if you can give them real results from what you shared with them, it's a win-win. Now, oftentimes when you're doing a challenge or a workshop or a webinar, most people now are under the, they understand that like at the end of it, there's going to be an opportunity where you're going to tell people like, hey, if you want to go deeper, if you want to go to the next level, I have this thing that's available to you. Like, here's all the free stuff. And then at the end, you're like, and for those of you who are still here and you want to learn more, you want to work with me, here's what that looks like. And that's just common practice. It's something that's important for you to do because it's that same Gary Vaynerchuk jab, 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 left hook. Is that what the analogy was? I like don't even remember. But it was basically like, you know, here's free, 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 free. Okay, do you want to sign up with me? That's just how business works. And so you're giving people tons and tons and tons of free content. Any small percentage of them are going to become customers. The idea of a freemium or an opt-in is that you're giving your potential customers something of great value, but more importantly, you're giving them an experience so they understand what it's like to work with you and what's possible. In our current example, what we gave people was a 14-day energy reset. I decided not to use the word challenge. I like the idea of a challenge, but I was specifically speaking to women who are perimenopausal and menopausal and talking to them about diet, fitness, exercise, energy. And if there's one thing that they feel, it is tired. They're exhausted. They're sick of feeling like they've failed. So I wanted to stay away from the word challenge. So we called it a blueprint. We called it a reset. And I try to stay away from the word challenge, although I did sometimes mix it in there. But I wanted people to know like, hey, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to guide you through how to revamp your energy and how to do it naturally. And I explained to them, it's going to involve intermittent fasting. It's going to involve some really simple lifestyle stuff, like really, really simple, and walking. We're going to walk every single day. So if you want to do that, comment the word walk with me, comment the word WWM, which stands for walk with me, or comment the word reset, comment the word energy. I used all these different keywords. And that's one of the tips I want to share with you is don't use the same word every single time. Use a different trigger word if you're using ManyChat or if you're doing it manually, either way, use a different trigger word so that it doesn't feel like the same regurgitated content. It feels fresh to them. So we designed a 14-day energy reset for my lifer, and then I just created five or so reels using a different trigger word for each time, and we had over 22,000 new email signups just from organic social. Now, let me break down our stats, okay, because I want to be as accurate for you as possible. Now, listen, when it comes to the team at Team Johnson, I'm the creative, I'm not the numbers gal, so I consulted with our CFO, my handsome husband, Brett Johnson, he's a CFO, and Michelle, our VP, and asked, like, what specifically were our numbers? And here's what I can tell you. We acquired almost 40,000 emails in 2 weeks' time. We spent a blended of organic and paid with the price of 30 cents per lead. Now, that's crazy. In total, we spent almost $11,000 on advertising on Instagram, which generated us 7,800 of those leads. Though that was paid. All of the rest was organic. How crazy is that? That's really crazy. Now, in addition to the free organic social media that we did, we also promoted to our other lists. So I have lists for people who are interested in business, like people who listen to Build Your Tribe. I have lists that are for people who are interested in the podcast. I have email lists that are just for people who are interested in health and fitness. And all of these we keep separated and segmented, which is so important. The way you segment your lists and the way you create your funnels is everything. Now, we use for our CRM a company or a service called Keep, K-E-A-P. I will put a link to that below in our show description as well. But here's what I want to say about Keep. It's got so many bells and whistles. It is so robust. It's got so many tools that the average person like myself, I have no clue. So if you are a solopreneur, if you're the kind of person who's like not great at tech and you're not in a headspace or in a place financially to hire a team to help you, it ain't for you. I'm just going to be straight up. But if you're like, oh, I get it. I will hire somebody who understands how to set everything up on the back end, then Keep will blow your mind. Keep also offers, if I'm not mistaken, they offer almost like a concierge service, like someone who's certified, like a certified Keep, whatever you want to call it, engineer who can set all that up for you. But if you're, I just want to tell you, if you are a solopreneur who is not of the mindset where you need to hire people to do things for you and you want to try to figure this out yourself, you're going to have a big headache. Like that's a whole mindset. We have to get you over that. Okay. So I just want you to know who it's for and who it's not for. Like if you're the kind of person who's like, I just need something super simple that I can figure out, maybe MailChimp is the way to go. You know what I'm saying? Or Constant Contact. But if you really want like incredibly robust, amazing funnels, Keep will blow your mind. And that's what we use because we started signing people up for this challenge approximately 3 weeks before it started. So how do you keep people interested and ready and excited in opening up your emails all the way up until the day, not just until the day that the challenge starts or the reset starts, but all the way through the end of it? So we're talking in total three, four, five. How do you keep people excited for 5 weeks? Well, that means you've got to create the right kind of funnels, and Keep is a wonderful tool to help you do that. And that's what we did. So we created what we call Keep Warm funnels so that once people joined, they were getting drips of content, things that kept them engaged, things that served them, things that got them excited about what was coming. I did this by creating just 6 reels. I will link to each one of them so you can see exactly what I did. A lot of them were just voiceovers. I just recorded a voiceover and then I took little clips from a camera roll and put those, not me, I had an editor take my voice and I gave him the audio and then he would put together, some of them I did myself. I use VideoLeap if you want to know what app I use to edit my videos, or InShot. Both of those are great. And so we just did these very simple videos that were exciting and doable. And you're like, oh, okay, I got it. These are the kinds of things that other people are going to want to share. These are the kind of things that are motivational, a lot of excitement. So it's possible to do this even with something that might seem kind of boring, right? Like, so I'm talking to women about changing their bodies. That's kind of exciting. And so you might be thinking, how do I get people excited about the thing that I want to teach them? Well, again, I want to share Omar's video example because here he is teaching people how he grew his podcast, which you might think would be a boring subject, or like, how do you get people hyped up about that? And for those of you who are listening to the podcast on a podcast player, you can also see these videos by jumping over to our YouTube, our Build Your Tribe YouTube channel. And then on top of that, I did 5 more reels over the course of 2 weeks. But in terms of using our social media to grow the organic leads, we didn't just rely on my account. One of the things that we teach in the Insta Club Hub, now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Brock and I, we love teaching Instagram. And one of the things we love to teach is how to create an account that is faceless. It's not your face. It's just a themed type of content. So you're sharing other people's content, which they love because then they're getting seen by this huge account. So we have this account that's called Home Workouts for You. And we've got almost, I don't know, over 700,000 followers. And they're all geared towards fitness and women who are over 40. And so we used these accounts as well as the Phase It Up account, as well as like all of my other feature accounts. And that's why you want to create a feature account, because your own personal account, there's only so much you can do with it. And then people are like, okay, I'm enough already, right? But because we had all these other feature accounts, it just poured new leads onto our email list. Now, if you want help growing a feature account, if you need help in general growing your Instagram, because let's face it, what I'm sharing with you today, to grow your list to the size that we did, required that we had a social media following. So if you need help with that, all you have to do is click the link below where you can try a $7 trial of Insta Club Hub. That's the Instagram coaching program that both myself and Brock would love to have you be a part of. It's really fun. And we'll help you figure out how to do that. If you're like, I don't want to do social, how do I grow my email list without doing social? That feels like a lot more work. Your options are you've got to do paid advertising. And paid advertising is, again, one of those things that I don't think you should try to figure it out yourself. I think you need to use, in my personal opinion, I think you need to use a really good, qualified, well-vetted, someone who's highly recommended agency. I would love to bring an expert on to talk to you about how to find the best consultant when it comes to paid advertising, if that's something you'd like, or if you're like, I don't want to know about the consultants. I want to know, like, what do I need to know in order to run my own ads? Because again, we were getting leads for 30 cents. That's huge. So if that's something you'd like, please let me know wherever it is you listen to Build Your Tribe and let us know. Yeah, I need to know more about paid advertising because I ain't got time to grow my social. And make sure you're subscribed because otherwise you're not going to hear that follow-up episode unless you are. And I don't care whether you're listening to a podcast on Audible or an audio platform or if you're watching on YouTube, you have to make sure you're subscribed. You're going to miss that content. Hey, as always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.